Blog Talk Radio.
Title this morning
happy are the people who died in the Lord. I say it again. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. And it is coming out of the 144th Psalm. So this morning we'll be in Micah. We'll be in Psalm 144, verses 9 through 15. Proverbs for today is Proverbs 30 and 10. And our revelation for today is Revelation chapter 9. So please get your Bible, It is time to go to work. It is time for Bible study. And I love my little book. So again, we pull out the book, our little Know Your Bible book, and mine is little one, but it says this in Micah. The word of the Lord came to Micah the Moserite. Micah either wrote the prophecies or dictated them to another. The date was about approximately 700 B.C. In 10 words or less, Israel and Judah will suffer for their idolatry and injustice. Idolatry and injustice. And then it goes on to say in Micah, details three, Micah chastises both the northern and southern Jewish nations for pursuing false gods and cheating the poor. The two nations will be devastated by invaders, the Assyrians, but God will preserve the remnant of Israel. God will preserve a remnant of, because the Assyrians are going to attack. Every prophet that we've read and have spoken, everything that they said would happen to Israel and Judah happened to Israel and Judah. What God says he will do, he will do. Don't get it twisted. Don't think you're getting away with anything, because you're not. God is in charge, and he will do what he says. And as we go to the quotable, it says, he has showed me, oh man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. And that's Micah chapter 6. The unique and unusual about Micah. Centuries before Jesus' birth, Micah predicted the town where it would occur. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrath, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel. What a word. And that's Micah chapter 5, verse 2. So what? Micah shows how God's judgment is tempered by mercy. Who is a God like unto thee that pardons iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. We are grateful that our God delights in mercy, that he has mercy upon us even when we are disobedient. Even when, as the kids say, we messy. God loves us anyway, and he wants us to be better. Better in all that we do for him and for his kingdom. We got to keep staying in God. Hallelujah. So let's get in our word this morning. Let's go to church. But before I do, always, I have got to shout out the children of my church on yesterday. They had the Christmas program, and they were adorable, just adorable. The littlest ones were, I think, four and five, and they were cute as a button, and my grandson was one of them. And I don't think he wanted to leave the platform. I think he wanted to kind of stay up there for a minute on the mic. But so pray for him because he is a ham and just knew his speech. He knew what he had to do, and he did it. And I thank God for our youth director. I'm a youth pastor, but our director is a pastor that I have worked in the youth department with for almost 20 years, actually. We have been working youth department for since 2000, I believe, and 5. And she is the reason that I am in ministry today. And we're still together doing ministry as a team. And so shout out to my sister in Christ, Pastor Michelle Washington, who is a phenomenal woman of God. And as I shout her out, I also want to thank a young man who has grown so much in ministry, who I was able to dance with on yesterday, he as well as two other young ladies, and it was awesome. So thank you, Brother Al Mason, who is also our interim choir director and has done a phenomenal job. So, and my last not least, my pastor, who the angel of the house that I attend, my pastor, who is a wow, as I can say as well, she's a fantastic, awesome woman, and she loves God. She loves God so much, and she pours into everybody, and I mean that literally. She pours into everybody. She has never met a stranger. And all I can say is thank you, Pastor Jesse, for being such a phenomenal woman of God. And I ask God to watch over you and to keep you covered as you get ready to travel this week. May the angels of heaven keep you safe to your destination, to and from. And so I am thankful to my family, my grandchildren who participated yesterday in children's church ministry and the program, to the youth choir, and to all of you who listen in every day as we have a word from God. And we all know our word yesterday was no joke. No joke. And our word today, again, no joke. As we get ready, we're in the book of Revelation, and we are in some perilous times for him. And we got to pray. We got to pray and pray some more, because the enemy is busy. And we better understand he is very busy, because he knows his time is getting short. So pray and pray for your children. He is not after old people. I saw it in a dream that he is not after old people. He's after children. He is after our children, and we've got to pray. You know, and like, as I spoke on yesterday, the article I read, that people are falling away from church, that by the year 2070, scientists predict that church people, our churches, will be almost a thing of the past, that people are not going to be that interested in going to church. They're going to be a non-Christian, a non-believer. They're going to be in the church of none of everything, none. Don't want to deal with them people. So we as Christians have got to change our attitude. We have got to be more loving and more kind, because Jesus said in his word, with loving kindness did we draw them. Not with hateful rhetoric, not with hateful words, but with love and kindness. So it's something to think about and to pray about, because we are in some serious perilous times, family. We got one. So let's get in our word this morning. Again, I pray you have your Bibles. We are in Micah chapter 1 through chapter 3. I am coming out of the New King James Version, and you should be able to follow me pretty closely with King James if you have it. And the word of God says, the word of the Lord that came to Micah, Amoreth, said, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear all you people, listen, O earth, and all that is in it. Let the Lord God be a witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place. He will come down and tread on the high places of the earth. The mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will split like wax before the fire, like water poured down a steep place. All this is for the transgression of Jacob and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? Therefore, I will make Samaria a heap of ruins in the field, places for planting a vineyard. I will pour down her stones into the valley, and I will uncover her foundation. All her carved images shall be beaten to pieces, and all her pay as a harlot shall be burned with the fire. All her idols I will lay desolate, for she gathered it from the pay of a harlot, and they shall return to the pay of a harlot. Therefore I will wail and howl. I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the jackal and a mourning like the ostriches. For our wounds are incurable. For it has come to Judah. It has come to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. Tell it not in Gath. Weep not at all in that Alpha. Roll yourself in the dust. Pass by in naked shame, you inhabitants of Shephar and inhabitants of Zanaim. Does not go out. Bethel mourns. Its place to stand is taken away from you. For the inhabitants of Moab pined for good, but disaster came down from the Lord to the gate of Jerusalem. O inhabitants of Lachish, harness the chariot to the sea. She was the beginning of sin to the daughters of Zion. For the transgressions of Israel were found in you. Therefore you shall give presents to Moab's death. The house of Ekzeb shall be a lie to the king of Israel. I will yet bring an heir to you, O inhabitants of Meshach. The glory of Israel shall come to Adullam. Make yourself bald and cut off your hair because of your precious children. Enlarge your baldness like an eagle, but they shall go from you into captivity. Woe to those who devise iniquity and work out evil on the bed. At morning light they practice it because it is in the power of the hand. They covet fields and take them by violence, also houses and seize them. So they oppress a man and his house, a man and his inheritance. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, against the family I am devising disaster, from which you cannot remove your neck, nor shall you walk haughtily. But this is an evil time. In that day, one shall take up a proverb against you and lament with a bitter lamentation, saying, you are utterly destroyed. He has changed the heritage of my people. How he has removed it from me to a turncoat. He has divided our field. Therefore, you will have no one to determine boundaries by lot in the assembly of the Lord. Do not prattle, you say to those who prophesy, so they shall not prophesy to you. They shall not return insult for insult. You who are named the house of Jacob, in the spirit of the Lord, restricted, are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly? Lately, my people have risen up as an enemy. You pulled off the robe with the garment from those who trust you as they pass by, like men returned from war. The women of my house you cast out from their pleasant houses, from their children. You have taken away my glory forever. Arise and depart, but this is not your rest, because it is defiled. It shall destroy, yes, with utter destruction. If a man shall walk in a false spirit and speak a lie, saying, I will prophesy to you of wine and drink, even he would be the prattler of this people. I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together like sheep of the fold, like a flock in the midst of their pasture. They shall make a loud noise because of so many people. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out past through the gate and go out by it. The king will pass before them with the Lord at their heel. And if we go back over some life lessons from Micah chapter 2, it just says this, do not my words be good to him who walks uprightly. God desires to bless us, not punish us. So even his words of rebuke and correction are good for us. Let the righteous rebuke me. It shall be an excellent oil. Let my head not be heated. 141st Psalm, verse 5. What a word this morning. Chapter 3 of Micah. And I said, hear now, O heads of Jacob, and you rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice? You who hate good and love evil, who strip the skin from my people and the flesh from their bones, who also eat the flesh people, fly their skin from them, break their bones and chop them in pieces like meat for the pot, like flesh in the cauldron. Then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time. Whew, what a word. He will hide his face from them at that time. Because they have been evil in the deed. God sees everything. And when we understand There is nothing hidden from God. God sees all your mess. God sees your heart. He sees your mind. He sees your spirit. He sees everything about you. God sees it all. And it says in our word this morning, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who make my people straight, who chant peace while they chew with their teeth, but who prepare war against them, who put nothing into their mouth. Therefore you shall have night without vision, and you shall have darkness without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be dark for them. So the seer shall be ashamed, and the divinator abashed. Indeed, they shall all cover their lips. But there is no answer from God. Verse number 8 of chapter 3. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Now hear this, ye heads of the house of Jacob, the rulers of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and pervert all iniquity, who build up Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with iniquity, her head judged for a bride, her priests teach for pay, and her prophets divine for money. Come on now. Is he all up in today? All up in today, I tell you. I'm going to read that again. Her head judged for bride, you see it. Her prophets divine for money. Just then, 1499, but remember this intact, put in the 99, may it be 999, 1099. Make sure it's a 99, and it can be 1099. We need to understand the word of God tells us. Her priests teach for pay. Her prophets divine for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No harm can come upon us. Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field. Jerusalem like shall become a heap of ruins. Jerusalem shall become heap of ruins. And the mountain of the temple like the bare hills of the forest. And when we go back to chapter 3 from Dr. Stanley, and again, for those that are just like, what did you talk about, Dr. Stanley? I am coming this year and next year out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. I'm coming out of the New King James Version and commentary, life lessons, life questions, what the Bible says, come from Dr. Stanley. And he gives great insight for understanding of the word that we read. So again, shout out and kudos to Dr. Stanley, and thank you for allowing us to use this Bible for our yearly annual Bible study. And we start January 1. At the beginning of this Bible. So while you have opportunity, and ChristianBooks.com still has a sale going on. Again, I am not sponsored by anyone but the Lord. And so I can tell you now, definitely buy this Bible. It's worth every dime. It's worth having in your biblical arsenal. When you just need a word for the day, you can go to this Bible, turn on whatever day it is. Today is December 19th, and we're reading the word from December 19th. If you're in, you know, another day, just say you're in, God just sent me to May 8th, and it's in Luke chapter 24 and 16. Their eyes were restrained, so they did not know him. Wow. A word. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is it risen? Woo, hallelujah, I eat the word. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified in the third day, rise again. What a word. And that is a May 8th word. You know, and it goes back and says, he who is greedy for gain troubles his own house. But he who hates bribes will live. We just talked about folks taking money to do the work of God. And it says this, the heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of righteous. Of the righteous, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy. And that was Proverbs chapter 15, verses 27 through 30. And I also read Luke chapter 24, verses 5 through 8. So understand that this Bible is such a great Bible to have in your arsenal. If you just need a word, you can just turn to any day of the week, any month, and have a word from God that you might need. Again, ChristianBooks.com has a Bible sale going on right now. So now's the time to get your word. And as we finish up this Bible lesson with Micah, and it says, I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. God has given us not a spirit of fear, but of power. That's in Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And that power comes from his Spirit. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And also Ephesians 3 and 6. And our psalm, which is where our title is coming from this morning, is the 144th Psalm, verses 9 through 15. And when I read it, you know, the me who loves to sing and worship and dance, I wanted the title to be, I will sing a new song to you, O God. But God said, happy are the people whose God is the Lord, is the title that God gave me. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be joyful. He wants us to love each other. He wants us to sing a new song. And the word of God says, I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you, the one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the daily sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants. I'm sorry, read that again. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars, sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full. Why? All kinds of produce for our sheep may bring 4,000 and 10,000 in our fields, that our oxen may be well laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Is your God the Lord? Are you worshiping on everything but? Gotta go to the store. Gotta go shopping. Gotta get ready for Christmas. I ain't got time for that church business. I ain't got time to go to the house of God. The game is on. I don't need to go over there to hear them whooping, hollering, all that stuff. Don't need all of them hypocrites trying to tell me about Jesus. I know Jesus. And I speak those words. They were my words at one point in my life. When I didn't want to be in the house of God, I knew anybody. God is trying to get our attention. The question is, are we listening? And as we go into our next word, it says, I will sing a new song to you, O God, on a harp of 10 strings. I will sing praises to you. Psalm 144:9. If we have instrumental abilities, the Lord invites us to use them to praise him. If we have only a mediocre voice, he invites us to use that to praise him. Oh, I'm filled up because I praise God every day, and I'm thankful every morning. I wake up, as a song says, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Are you waking up with your mind on the Lord? Are you listening and hearing the angels sing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come? What a word. Thank you, God. And if we go into a Proverbs 30:10, do not malign a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be found guilty. Okay, what? I don't know. But you will be found guilty after the psalmist says. And our revelation word, again, get your notebook paper. Get out your pen. When we get to Revelation, we are talking possibly our own future. And we need to know what's going on. What's going on. And it says this, when the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star falling from heaven to the earth, to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. One more time. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star falling from heaven to the earth, to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Whew. And then it says, then out of the smoke locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. The shape of the locust was the horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. And they had breastplate of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions, and there was stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men 5 months, and they had a skin over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek it has the name Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. And just a pin right there. If you are a scholar or you like to look up stuff, the Euphrates River is losing water. It is losing water. It is starting to dry up. And all I can say is, imagine what will be found at the bottom of that river. It's something to think about. Something to think about. Are you thinking about it? The fact that the Euphrates River is drying up. And what did our word just tell us? That they're going to release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who have been prepared for the hour, day, and month, and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Did you catch that? A third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I say that again, 200 million. Ooh. That's just trying to get into my mind. 200 million. I'm reading that again. Starting at verse 15. So the four angels who have been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow, and the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouth came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind were killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouth. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk, and they did not repent of the murders or the sorceries of the sexual immorality or their self. We better understand this word is a today word. And as we go back over the life lessons, what the Bible says, let's go into this life lesson for verse number 6. Men will seek death and will not find it. You know, this is actually a plan for the zombie apocalypse. This is like some zombie apocalypse stuff, you know, some Walking Dead stuff. We think things are crazy. Look at some movies, you're going to find yourself seeing them played out in front of you. And it says, since God does not desire the death of anyone, when necessary, he will use severe mercy to get our attention and urge us back to him, even severe pain is a good thing if it keeps someone from eternal death. Oh, what a way. Thank you, Dr. Stan. And as we go to what the Bible says, softening hard hearts. We talk about it all through the Word. Their hearts were hard and they were stiff-necked. But this is what Dr. Stan says. Revelation 9 describes the woes which come from the trumpet judgment. Clearly, the terrors described there would make even the bravest person faint with fear. The bravest person faints with fear. We got to understand God's word. It's true. The bravest person faints with fear. I'd be scared. I'm just telling you now. I pray I'm not here. And it says this, you might imagine that after all the wrath that God brings down, people would acknowledge him and repent. However, that is not the case. Revelation 9 and 20 reports the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of the hands. By the time the trumpet judgment sounds, there is a hardness of heart that has overcome people in the world. It is a truly sorrowful sight. People who are so steeped in their own sin that they will not acknowledge the living God. No matter what the evidence, the thought that those people will face the final judgment should move Christians to proclaim the gospel openly. Now while hearts are still receptive, that's why I do what I do. That's why this blog, this show is on the air, to get God's word out across the world. Tell a friend, you need to listen to this word. It's important that God's word goes forth. Tells us in this word, no matter what the evidence, the thought that those people will face the final judgment should move Christians to proclaim the gospel openly now while hearts are still receptive. Hebrews 3 and 13 admonishes, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Encouragement and expressions of God's grace can soften hearts before the day of judgment. Today, show someone the love of God in a genuine way so that their hearts might be softened and they may repent. You may be instrumental in changing their eternal destination. Oh, my God. We don't want anybody to die. I don't want to die. I don't want anybody I know to be here during this time. Did you see, what did it say? A army of 200 million of demons. What did it say? And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. And out of their mouth came fire, smoke, and brimstone. The horses. And then it goes on to tell us, by these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone, which came out of their mouth, for their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they do harm. Come on. This is nothing to play with. And as we read the life lesson, verse 15 of chapter 9 of Revelation, the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released. Despite the chaos that the book of Revelation describes, we shall get indications throughout the book. that God remains completely in charge. God has prepared these angels for such a specific work at a specific time. So understand, God will send his angels for his elect. I want to be in the elect group. I want to make it through the narrow gate. I want to be in the elect group with the Lord. Oh, God, thank you for this word. And then as we get to the last life lesson for this morning, in Revelation 9 and 20, it says, the rest of mankind who are not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands. Why does the book of Revelation repeatedly tell us that the wicked did not repent? First, because it shows the necessity of God's judgment. Second, because it shows God's desire that they repent and live. God does not want to kill us all until it's our time. He wants us to be a repentant heart and know that there is only one God. And he is the creator of everything. And he loves his children. He loves me. He loves you. And as we go to our prayer for this morning, from our 365 days of prayer for life, we will be in it also on next year, God willing. And it says, be bold and yielding. One more time. Bold and yielding. Going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it was possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Mark 14:35. God bless. Jesus died for me. He died for you. He is the Lamb of God, slain for me, slain for you, taking the cross, dying for me, dying for you. Why? Because he loves us. We are loved by God. That's who we are. And we need to understand it. And if you go into our prayer, Jesus, you are the perfect example of how to approach the Father. In the anguish of your soul, you laid out your heart and desires before the throne of God. Your boldness coupled with a humble heart gives me courage to pour out my own heart just as it is. And yet I will yield just as you did. To the will of the Father. One more time. I will yield just as you did to the will of the Father. Father, Abba, Father, all things are possible, but you remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. Here is my heart. I offer you every part. Hear what my desperation says and know that I am joined to you. Your way is the higher way, and I will humble my will to yours. I trust that you are with me in my suffering, just as you are with me in my victory. When I don't understand what you are doing, hold my heart close as I trust in you. You are the keeper of my day. Your will be done in my life. And the question for the day is this. Have you honestly poured out your heart to the Lord lately? Have you took some time to stand with God and pour out your heart and just tell him, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for another day. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. And as we get ready to wrap up this morning, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Kelly. Good morning. Faith makes everything possible. Hope makes everything work. Love makes everything beautiful. I pray you have all three as you begin this day. What a beautiful word. Have a marvelous Monday. And I say to all of you today, have a marvelous Monday. And know that you are loved by God. And that you are special to him. Keep God first in everything that you do and watch him work in your life. Well, family, we are done this morning. If there's anyone that has a word, now is the time to push the number one on your phone and your line will be open.
Good morning.
Your line is open. Good morning, Mother Valerie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. You know what I like about the Lord? He was fluff just like we were. He was man and he was God. And he said, remove this cup away from me. He said it three times. Not my will, but thy will be done. Remove this cup away from me. Not my will, but thy will be done. His fluff really didn't want to die. And I think all of us don't really want to die. But, you know, he said it wasn't not my will. He wanted God's will to be done. He wanted to do the will of God. And that's what I want in the year 23, to do the will of God, to be more closer to God. I know one day we'll be raptured to be with him. But while we're here, I want to be more closer to God to do his will. Whatever his will is. And his will is in the book that he left for us. That is his will. God is a good God. He's a loving God. He's kind. Kind to all of us. He reigns on the just and he reigns on the unjust. And when you think about that, he reigns on the unjust and the just.
That's right.
He don't force himself on you. You can come to God if you want to. He gives you that opportunity that if you want him, that's fine. And if you don't want him, that's fine. I mean, I think about who we're talking about, Abba Father. He could make you worship him if you wanted to, but he don't. He give you a choice. You can choose God today if you want him. That's just totally amazing. Totally amazing. This great God gives us, his children, a choice.
A choice.
Amen. Wow.
And as we get ready to wrap up, family, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent. One from each other in Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. And thank you, Mother, for a word of wisdom as you pray us out. Family, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank and praise you for this day. We just give you all praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for the covenant of the rainbow that you've given us. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. And yesterday was really beautiful. Like Pastor was saying, the little children were really wonderful. Even the tiniest of the kids were wonderful. And we thank you for our children. We thank you for our pastors. And keep us all safe. In Jesus' name, amen. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Thank you, Mother. Have a blessed day, everybody. As Sister Carolyn so eloquently put it, what did she say? Faith makes everything possible. Hope makes everything work. Love makes everything beautiful. I pray you have all three as you begin this day. Have a marvelous Monday. And I know we have one more caller, and we're going to go ahead and open your line, 7298. And for those that have to leave, we understand it is 8 o'clock. Your line is open.
I subscribe to a Bible app, and the Bible app for today says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And that is a word to end today. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, family. As we sing with the angels, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap.
Amen.